You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Do something
good today. And the game's on. Here in the semifinal heat of the 100-meter dash, Movie Tone's camera catches the blinding speed of Jesse Owens, cracking the world record in the incredible time of 10 and 2/10 seconds.
Welcome to a special on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Jesse Owens Museum. I have the honor and privilege of having one of Jesse Owens' granddaughters, Dawn Prather, with me right now. As we just planted a tree, now this was an English oak tree that was given to Jesse Owens in 1936 in Berlin, and there was a gentleman who was able to propagate that particular tree and grow another tree to be able to plant here at the Jesse Owens Museum. This is very special. Welcome to the show, Dawn.
Hello, welcome. Thank you for having us. It's been a big honor to be here.
Now, are you one of the ones from Chicago or New York?
I am from Chicago, born and bred.
Now,
go Bears.
Go Bears. Now, I heard that we had 2 more sisters that were from Chicago. Or one from Chicago and another from New York, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And you were saying you were a teacher.
Yes,
you just retired.
I'm an educator, a retired principal. 39 years of the best education opportunity ever.
39 years. Thank you so much for your service to our students, being a principal. What does it mean to you to come to Alabama, to Oakville, Alabama, and to be a part of this today, to be recognized as one of Jesse Owens' granddaughters?
Again, it's just overwhelming, an awesome, overwhelming experience. When you think about your grandfather, that's your grandfather. You're not thinking about his accomplishments in life, what has happened, and that's not something he spoke about with us. Now, it was what we're doing, growing us up, making us the better people that we could be. And so to come here where he's born, raised, bred, and to see all of the accomplishments right here in front of you, right here, so you can see them and you can read about them, it just takes... it takes on a different meaning for you. There's a totally different feel of, wow, okay, we knew that's what he did, but wow. So the awesomeness of just then having this tree planted, which symbolizes so much, but especially the branches of love and humanitarianism that he stood for. And you talk about perseverance and resilience. What else does a tree have to have within it to grow? Just an awesome experience.
Jesse Owens, the grandfather.
Jesse Owens, the
grandfather.
What was he
like?
The granddad, just like yours. Move over there. Do what you're supposed to do. Put forth your best at all times. First impressions count of what people see. Make sure you're following your goals. Run your race, not try to do everyone else's.
I like that. Dawn Prather, real privilege to have you on the show today to share a little bit about what it means to you to be here at the Jesse Owens Museum today and this tree planting. I appreciate what you said about the tree. That is going to hit some listeners in a real good way, I believe.
Yeah, grow into greatness.
Thank you for traveling to Alabama from Chicago.
All right, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Dawn Prather, folks, she is a granddaughter to Jesse Owens. Glad to have her here today at the Jesse Owens Museum. Right now I have the director of the Jesse Owens Museum, Nancy Pinion, with me as we are in Oakville, Alabama. We were planting a tree. This was an English oak that was actually, the sapling was given to Jesse Owens in 1936 in Berlin, and it was propagated so that the tree could be planted here today. We have three granddaughters, and I wanted Nancy to share her perspective about today, how special it is for the Jesse Owens Museum. Welcome to the show, Nancy.
Thank you, Mark. This has materialized over just a short period of time. Actually, we didn't know these trees were being propagated in Cleveland.
Wow.
So I guess we've known about it maybe 2 months. And Mr. John Kersey and Mr. John Palmer contacted us and let us know that these trees had been propagated over the past 6 years. We had no idea that the Rhodes tree had even died and that you could not even locate the tree that was planted at Ohio State. These two gentlemen have been trying to find that tree, and Ohio State says they don't know where it is, you know. So those trees were gone, and so it was great news that he had been collecting acorns and propagating these trees.
Incredible.
Right.
The excitement for you to hear about that when you first get the news that we have a tree that has come from the sapling from 1936 in Berlin for the museum.
Right.
What was it like for you?
I was very emotional. I get emotional when I talk about Jesse anyway. But to think that we could have something that he was awarded at the 1936 Berlin Olympics, that he brought across the ocean on the Manhattan, and then it made it until, I believe, October, until he planted. Of course, that was in August. The Olympics were in August, and the tree did survive until October when he planted it himself at Rhodes High School, which was not his high school.
I'm sorry.
He went to Cleveland Tech, but it was the best track available at the time in 1935 for him to practice on. But to think that, you know, Jesse himself carried that across the ocean and planted it, and it survived for, I think, some 80 years. And that then someone miraculously decided to go out there and shuffle around in the leaves and try to, as he said a moment ago, find some acorns. And it was, I mean, you could tell when he was talking about it, it was just, you know, he was figuring it out as he went along, what would work and what wouldn't work. And so it's just, the whole story is unbelievable.
It really makes me think of an extension of Jesse Owens' legacy. As we think about his granddaughter Dawn described the tree and how it grows and how it overcomes challenges, just like Jesse mm-hmm. had to do. And right. you think about Jesse Owens' story, and I can understand why you would get emotional about a young man who grew up in this area mm-hmm. who did not have an easy life, who overcame right. to be a four-time gold medalist in Berlin
during the Olympics,
right,
facing what he had to during World War II, incredible odds that he had to beat to be what he became.
Right.
It's an amazing story.
Yes. I was an educator and retired and then came out here to volunteer, thinking I would do it short term. I've been here 17 years. It's just become a passion, telling his story. I think his story is so meaningful to students. So we have a lot of school groups, and we try to encourage them by telling Jesse's story, how much he overcame. Because, you know, all students have obstacles that they have to face. You know, Jesse's may be different, but they were overwhelming for him. And we want students to know that they, too, can succeed if they, like Jesse, you know, endure, focus, work hard, and listen to their teachers.
That's a good thing to do.
Yeah, we point out that there were 5 Olympians, and we have a photograph of them over here on the wall, that came from the same high school. The same high school. And I point that picture out to students and say, what does this tell you? They all came from the same high school. There had to be something good going on at that school.
Right.
There was a good coach. To have 5 from East Tech, 2 of which were from Danville. Not just Jesse, but another gentleman who did win, not a gold, but a silver. So I want students also to learn here what a good coach, what a good teacher can mean in your life.
Yes, absolutely.
Because I think that those 2 coaches that Jesse had made the real difference in his life and his successes.
And coming from a teacher and speaking to Dawn, she was an educator herself, just
right,
retired after 39 years of being a principal.
Yes.
And so she knows the value of a good teacher and that education.
Right.
And it's so important that we touch our young people today that may not feel that sense of hope or purpose, to help them get that push that they need to be able to follow
right
through with whatever they're capable of doing.
Right.
It may not be a gold medal. It's maybe something else.
And whatever your goal
whatever
is.
Whatever the goal is, that's
whatever
right.
Whatever the goal is.
Yes.
Right. So I guess I just went from teaching in the classroom to teaching out here. And it's just something I've had difficulty. I'm 77. I don't mind telling that. But it's, you know, and I don't feel as good as I did 17 years ago. But it's hard to walk away, because you just really, Jesse's story is more inspiring than I can even convey.
Well, we'll plan on doing more stories with
okay
you, Nancy, and I appreciate your time today to be
okay
able to share about the Jesse Owens
okay
Museum and what we're doing to honor the granddaughters. What an incredible event. Thank you for putting this together, and
thank you
to Martin. John Palmer uh-huh as we were planting the tree, and we appreciate that so much, because it brings it right here to Alabama, the home of Jesse Owens here in Oakville, Alabama. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you.
Nancy Pinion, director of Jesse Owens Museum, glad to have her on today here on the Mark White Show.
A little lad, we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to bankstonmotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motor Homes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
And we're back. We're coming to you from the Jesse Owens Museum in Oakville, Alabama. Okay. And we want people to come to the Jesse Owens Museum. We talked about the support of this museum. Gina is with me right now. She's a granddaughter to Jesse Owens, Gina Hemphill Strong. Glad to have her on the Mark White Show today. Welcome, Gina.
Thank you so much for having me. I am thrilled to be here, Mark.
Let's just jump right into the support side of things, because that is an important part for my listeners to understand, because we're recognizing difference makers. We're recognizing efforts that need support.
Yeah.
And I want you to share what you shared about supporting the Jesse Owens Museum and the importance of that.
Yeah. Thank you so much for asking. And it is important. So when I say support, what it means is that there's a few people, obviously, who have started this museum, have kept it going, kept it open, opened it for students, for schools to come in, for tours and everything. And support and keeping it open takes money. You know, during the pandemic, a lot of things were not possible when it comes to, you know, nonprofits and organizations and things like that. So this museum operates strictly on donations at this point. And the Jim and Nancy Pinion, who are basically the ones who keep things going, they do this out of a labor of love. As I said, they don't get a salary. They don't, you know, they do everything from getting the toilet paper for the bathrooms and all of those things that are really important. So it's Alabama should be proud to have this place here. And in order to keep it going, it needs support.
Nancy, I spoke with her, Nancy Pinion, the director here at the museum. Very emotional when she talks about your grandfather.
Yeah.
It means a lot to her. There's a passion behind what she's doing. For 17 years, she said, she's been here.
That's right.
And she loves this place, and she loves today, what we were able to do today, to plant the tree in his honor and to have granddaughters here as part of that legacy, for you to be able to share, Gina, along with Donna and Dawn, to come from your where you live in Chicago and New York, to come to Alabama and to plant this tree and to honor Jesse Owens and his legacy means a lot to her today. I know that, because she was getting emotional as we were talking.
Yeah. And you know what? And also, having the tree here is just another, to use a metaphor of the tree, a branch. It's another branch to continue the legacy. It is something that is unique that nobody else has. You will not find this tree in Cleveland. You know, you will not find this tree at Ohio State, even though Ohio State is so significant and important to my grandfather's history. You won't find this tree there. You won't find this tree in Chicago. You find this tree here. And this is a tree. This tree is symbolic to my grandfather's experience in Berlin.
An English oak in Oakville, Alabama. This tree was a sapling that was given to Jesse Owens during the 1936 Berlin Olympics. And then a gentleman propagated this tree where it was able to be planted. And Nancy said she had no idea this was happening until they called a couple of months ago and told her, this is what we've done.
Right.
And next thing we know, we're here and we're planting that tree.
Yeah.
What an amazing story for someone to pick up the acorns to make this happen today.
Yeah. And like an amazing story and just the fortitude, you know. Obviously, it's what he does as an arbiter, right? Arbiter.
What is the word for that? If you're an I guess it'd be an arbiter.
Yeah. But for somebody
Someone who takes care of trees.
Yeah, but for somebody to think to themselves, okay, you know what? Like, there may be a time when this tree doesn't survive.
Yes.
And there should always be a piece of this tree somewhere. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to make it my responsibility to make sure that this tree, even though what my grandfather planted died, that this tree and all that it comes with it still has life. And so for him to do that for all those years, to watch it and develop it and nourish it and all of those things that, you know, that life needs, developing, nourishing, love, all of that stuff, and to bring it here, it's amazing.
How did the announcement come to you? How did it get to you?
Well, Nancy, actually, she said, told us what was happening and asked if, you know, we'd be willing to come and be a part of the day and how it would be great to have somebody here to do it. So, yeah, Nancy reached out, and we stay in touch. Truly like extended family for us. I mean, they've been to our homes in Chicago. You know, my parents have been here. My sister's been here. But she told us about it and, you know, certainly would not have missed the opportunity to come here and do it.
And it's been 26 years since you came to Alabama.
Yep.
1996.
Yep.
The last time. We know the Olympics were in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And then the Jesse Owens Museum began from that point in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
This building was not here. The facilities we referred to earlier that need support were not here yet.
Right.
How does it make you feel to be here in the building now and to see what has been done to honor your grandfather?
Yeah, I've only seen it on video. But to actually like walk in the room and to walk around and look around it's pretty remarkable. Like, it's actually a little overwhelming, I think. Looking at some of the things that were donated that I've seen in my grandparents' living room before, you know, looking at some of the videos and hearing my grandfather's voice is pretty overwhelming. And to go to the house, the replica, and hearing Uncle Sil's voice. Uncle Sil was my grandfather's brother, Sylvester, his older brother. And when Sil was here in 96, he did a narration describing the replica and talked about, you know, living there. And it's a bit overwhelming, actually.
Wow. And time has passed so quickly. I know that your grandmother was able to be here in 1996, and that was a special moment for the family. I would think that each and every time that your grandfather's honored, and back in those days when your grandmother was around, to know they're honoring my husband, and they're recognizing him. It's a different time in 1936 compared to 1996 even, and now in 2022, to continue to keep this legacy going, because as was mentioned earlier about young people and the importance of the story of Jesse Owens, of overcoming challenges, overcoming those obstacles to find success, to find that hope. There is hope out there if we look for it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
This does give that story. It's a story of hope. It's a story of overcoming great obstacles to succeed and achieve in a way that many people will never, ever experience, but your grandfather did.
Yeah, and it's like I said, when talking about, you know, how do you encourage or whatever, you know, when talking about LeBron James and, you know, Kobe Bryant, like, oh, you're the next Michael Jordan, oh, you're the next Kobe Bryant. Well, no, there's one Kobe Bryant, there's one LeBron James, there's one Jesse Owens. There will only be one Jesse Owens. Carl Lewis won 4 gold medals in the LA Olympic Games. But his legacy is different than Jesse Owens.
Right.
He had the same Olympic accomplishments, but his legacy is different. So there's only one. And I think that's important to realize that you can accomplish some people what he did athletically. But you have to make your own way, your own name for yourself. And I think that's what's really important to continue that legacy, that part of his legacy.
And again, we want people to support the Jesse Owens Museum to find a way to get out here. It does take a little bit of a trip to get here.
It does. It takes
a
little trip to
get here. But
it's well worth it. It is well worth it. And I think once other things start to happen here, like I think that they're looking to be able to build like a track and do other things to be able to bring more people here, I think it's worthwhile.
And we want people to go to the page on Facebook, Jesse Owens Museum. Also go to the website, jesseowensmuseum.org. You can email jesseowensmuseum@charter.net or give them a call at 256-974-3636. I follow the Facebook page and I wouldn't have known about this event otherwise. But Gina Hemphill Strong, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today from your grandfather's museum in Oakville, Alabama.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me. I was happy to be here.
Thank you. We have one more granddaughter of Jesse Owens to talk to, and that's Donna Prather Williams, as we're coming to you from the Jesse Owens Museum in Oakville, Alabama. Welcome to the show, Donna.
Well, thank you.
Glad to have you. You're more of the quiet one. I noticed that during the interview with Channel 19. But I feel like you do have something to say. What does this special day mean to you to come to Alabama and to be a part of this?
It's an honor. It's like bringing him back home again. It was phenomenal. It was a great day, beautiful day. The museum is absolutely wonderful. My breath was taken away when I walked in because it is just so overwhelming, but it is absolutely beautiful.
Well, Donna, when you heard about the tree and you heard that someone had saved an acorn and grown this into a tree that could be planted at the museum, how did that make you feel, that moment when you heard about it?
I thought it was really nice. I don't think I felt too much about it. I thought it was nice, and I thought it was nice to bring it back down here and replant it here where he was born and raised. I thought that was nice.
And then all the people who have come out today to support this, as we see all the individuals who care a lot about Jesse Owens Museum and its survival and the lessons that can be learned for young people. I myself came through here on a field trip when I was younger.
You did.
Sure did. And so we were able to learn about Jesse Owens and gain a greater appreciation for what Jesse had to overcome to be able to accomplish what he did.
Right.
That is the biggest story of all of it, I believe, is to understand that we can overcome some challenges, we can overcome difficulties to achieve. And that is what your grandfather had within him to be able to do that. He didn't give up. He didn't quit.
No.
There's plenty of times I'm sure he could have.
If you set your mind to doing something, you can do it.
Yes. And there's so many times that he could have quit. He could have said, I'm not doing this anymore.
Right.
I don't have to.
Never did.
Never did. And I hope that extended to his family. And we talked about it a little earlier to the granddaughters.
We're pretty tenacious.
Yes. And that comes from having solid grandparents, solid parents who share, you know, as the word kept coming up, resilience and having that strength inside of you to do that. Now, you are from Chicago.
I'm from Chicago.
You still live in Chicago area?
I live in Chicago again. I had moved to Arizona for about 13 years, and then I moved back to Chicago. So now I'm back in Chicago.
Well, we appreciate the fact that you all traveled, you and your cousins, sister and cousin.
Sister and cousin.
Right. I got the Prather part. I'm like, okay, we got Prather. So traveled down to Alabama to be a part of this today. It's very special, and I'm glad that I could come down and you could talk to me, Donna, about your experience here today. Thank you so much. Donna Prather Williams here at the Jesse Owens Museum in Oakville, Alabama. Glad to have her here on the Mark White Show.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
This is Cammie Kotler, and I played Elizabeth on the Waltons. Cora's Corner is coming up next, so stick around to hear a wonderful story.
It's never too early to save for college.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Welcome to another edition of Cora's Corner, as Cora reads Jesse Owens' Fastest Man Alive, written by Carol Boston Weatherford and illustrated by Eric Velasquez. And now, here's Cora White.
Go from the cotton fields to the city sidewalks, from sickly child to keen competitor, from second-class citizen to first-place finish. Go, Jesse, go. Trounce Jim Crow. Run as fast as your feet can fly, as far as your dreams will reach. Go across the ocean bearing America's hopes. Go to the Olympics. Know that you will win. Welcome to Berlin, city of the future, Germany's jewel. See cars zipping on autobahns, zeppelins, amidst clouds, into television. The first you've seen flickering fuzzy gray pictures. Make yourself at home in the Olympic Village. Taste bratwurst, enjoy the bands and fireworks, but know that Nazi flags on storefronts do not fly for you. Hitler does not want your kind here, does not believe you belong. Prove him wrong. Do not look beyond Berlin. You are not meant to see the concentration camps that hold the free-thinking souls who dared to challenge Hitler's rise. You are not meant to hear guns firing far away. Still, you sense the evil. For Hitler, these Olympics are not mere games, but a chance to show Germany's power to the world. Hitler's hatred is a time bomb. You hear it tick, tick, ticking as his armies march by. This is not war, not yet. For now, you will face him on the field. You have just days to work off your wobbly sea legs and regain your footing on dry land. Just days to find new track shoes to replace the ones you lost in New York. Just days to learn a few German phrases to charm the autograph hounds, young fans who tap your dormitory window. They don't care what Hitler thinks, and neither do you. As you enter the stadium before a crowd of thousands, remember your mother's words. Put your best foot forward. How you wish you were here. Dozens of flags file past Hitler's viewing box. Some delegations return his Nazi salute and dip their banners, but not the Americans. Stars and Stripes remains upright as Germans stamp their feet in anger. Your heart races. The parade marches on. Then the torch that crosses Seven Nations lights the flame to let the games begin. Your face glows. Only your goal is grander than this moment. Neither rain nor a muddy track can douse your spirits today. With five other sprinters, American, German, Swedish, Dutch, you throw down your trowel, coil into a crouch, and await the starting pistol. Your every muscle listens. Bang! You spring forward, striding in perfect rhythm, keeping pace with the other five, pumping faster, faster. Halfway through, you glide past your teammate, crossing the finish line in just over 10 seconds. Record time. You win the race in untold hearts. During your victory lap, the crowd cheers, "Yesh Ovens, Yesh Ovens," at once crowning a brown-skinned hero and toppling Hitler's hopes for Germany to sweep the games. Later, you climb the victory stand. A laurel wreath circles your head, and the Star-Spangled Banner rings in your ears as the American flag is raised. You fight back tears. Hitler stays away that day, preferring to congratulate no one than to shake black hands. That is his loss. In the leader's glaring absence, you do not miss for one moment. Bowing to a stiff salute, you hold your head high, opening your arms to the adoring crowd. After you clinch the gold, 100 cameras flash. Your name is on the newsman's lips. Fast fingers tap typewriters, pecking praise from Paris to Pittsburgh. The writers rave, calling you the Black Arrow, Black Bullet, Black Panther, Whirlwind. Presses around the world rush extra editions. Headlines hailing your new record leave readers breathless. But you cannot let fame swell your head or fog your sight. You have races yet to run and history still to write. To get your copy of Jesse Owens' Fastest Man Alive, you can go to walkeryoungreaders.com or go to jesseowensmuseum.org.
You have been listening to another edition of Cora's Corner from Cora White. We hope you enjoyed Jesse Owens' Fastest Man Alive, written by Carol Boston Weatherford and illustrated by Eric Velasquez. You can tune in to Cora's Corner every Saturday right here on The Mark White Show at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Again, we appreciate Jesse Owens' granddaughters, Dawn, Donna, and Gina, for joining us on the show, as well as the director of Jesse Owens Museum, Nancy Pinion. We appreciate the brand new edition of Cora's Corner as she read Jesse Owens' Fastest Man Alive. Here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference. I hope that you are encouraged by this show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and Cora's Corner, and this is Mark White.
And Cora White.
Encouraging you
to find your purpose
by making a difference
in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.